but family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points bulletin. We'll set them roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Ducks, Jellies, Jellies.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
What was that? Heidi ho, Heidi ho. Here we are, November 2nd, 2010. Otherwise known as Election Day for those of you that participated. And it's been interesting so far. I want to welcome you to listening to the Dutch Jones radio program. I see I got a few guesties in there. If you folks are new, you're going to be surprised. If you're a frequent listener or a recent listener, you're going to get a lot of the same. A lot of the same. And what is that? That is a Christian militant worldview, and we're going to apply that to the elections today. I don't cover politics a lot. I cover stupidity by politicians and just, you know, outright attacks on the Constitution, and you know that keeps me busy enough as it is. But as far as national politics go, I don't get too excited, as you guys know. I like to keep it local. I like to keep fighting the battle right here, and I share with you what I'm doing, what I'm trying to do, what feeble efforts I make in the holy cause of liberty, and usually end up flat on my face. But at least I'm trying, and that's all I'm asking you to do: to give it your very best, you know, and let the Lord decide where he's going to use you and how your efforts fall or rise to the occasion. It's up to him, not up to us, right? You know, we propose and God disposes, and that's the way it goes. We plan and God laughs was another one I heard last week. We're coming to you live from the church at Kaweah, although the views expressed by me, Dutch Jones, or anyone else I interview, the people in the chat room or the callers, do not necessarily reflect those of the church at Kaweah. I'm going to throw that out there every once in a while. So you panty waste that write letters to the pastor complaining when I say faggot. It's a waste of time. He has no jurisdiction over the radio show. He enjoys the radio show, and he likes what I do here. And that's one of the reasons why I don't run this show on 93.3 FM. We have too many faggots in our community, and I think it would kick everybody in the butt, and they'd be up here storming the Bastille, as it were, and I'd have to shoot a couple. And I don't want to do that. That's not my purpose. But, you know, I don't want to create a situation where it doesn't need to be. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to tell the truth. I'm just not going to tell the truth where it doesn't need to be told. Does that make sense? Anyway, last night we went to the little town hall after I zipped out of here. I'm going to talk about that before I get into the election stuff. And remember, if you've got any reports of election fraud in the next half hour, if you saw anything really weird, you know, you had to nudge past a Black Panther, give us a call next half hour. I'll give out the number then, and we want to hear about it. Or if you've seen anything in the news, I've got some news articles that were posted, thankfully, by Ed Kornke over there at Liberty Tree Radio. He put some stuff up on Facebook that I'm going to read you about, some things already, some shenanigans already going on. But we'll get into that in the next half hour. One of the things I did want to talk about was last night what I did. We went to the meeting, poorly attended. We were the only people from our church there, and I don't know why. Well, I do know the pastor went to dance lessons. Sometimes the family does come first. Well, it usually should. And for a short period of time, he's going to be doing some waltzing, which is always good. It's always good to work on your relationship with your spouse and try and make that work. It's important that you're on the same page, that you're both pulling in the same way, that you're equally yoked. Because I'm here to tell you, it is a pain in the butt to do everything we need to do when either they're pulling the other way on purpose or straying to the left or to the right because they just don't get it. Nothing will destroy an effort greater than not keeping your wife happy and keeping your husband happy. So that's what we're going to, you know, I want to talk about that now. We did talk a little bit about the evacuation plan for the area. And, of course, they have like two meetings a year that they talk about that. And the And the report that came back from the person was, oh, well, FEMA's got a plan and FEMA's going to be here. And somebody said, yeah, but look what FEMA did in Katrina. Oh, they've worked the bugs out. Well, of course, I let a few people harumph, harumph, and yay, yay, yay. And then I rose my hand and raised my hand and said, look, I used to work with FEMA. I was involved with pre-planning for Katrina. I've been involved in multiple mass care shelter operations, and FEMA is going to do nothing for you. And they all kind of, you know, they're all liberals. You know, there's probably four or five conservative types. I even hate using the C word, but not liberals in the room. And am I, somebody's saying I'm, let's see, what's going on here? Jeff's saying something. Oh, cool. You're welcome, Jeff. Thanks for joining us. But when that little pop you hear in the background, that's somebody sending me a message. Let's see here. I've got to click on these things. And it was just funny. That was their plan. So I raised my hand and I said, look, I've spoken with the sheriff who is the head of your emergency service for the county, which is the way it should be. And he flat out told me that we're on our own up here. And, of course, these committee members and stuff didn't like hearing that. And I said, we've got to depend upon our neighbors, on each other, on ourselves, and pre-planning. And they didn't like that at all. And then, of course, then we moved on to, and I'm not going to have anything. I was going to help them. And I know what you're going to say, this isn't very Christian, but you know what? I'm going to help me and mine, my church. Those of you that listen to this show, those of you that come up here in fellowship with me, I will help you. I'm done reaching outside my theater of operations, which is pretty much my home, and the grounds here on which I live currently, as God's plan is. I'm done. I'm done helping the sheep, and maybe you guys don't agree with that, but it's just I can't stand people that go, well, oh, FEMA will be here. That one guy said, they'll bring in trailers, they'll bring in shelters, and I'm like, no, they're not. And when they do, they'll probably, I didn't say this, but they'll probably be poisonous and kill you later. So I don't want to get in, you know, into that. But then we talked about the Measure V, which is, you guys don't care about this, but it's another tax for our school here. And this good old cowboy gets up and he says, hey, you know, it's a tax. They can use the money however they want. And he totally attacked the school that lied to us about all this stuff, how they could have gone to the district and got more money and got more, you know, all this. It's all lies. Bureaucrats lie to get more of your money. And he brought that up, and he says, I don't want to pay it. And he goes, those of us that have huge tracts of lands that you guys all like to look at on the hillsides where we keep our cattle, you keep this up. You keep taxing us for things that don't need to be taxed, and we have no say in it. You keep voting in these taxes, we're going to sell our land and put condos all on the hillsides and get out of here. Now, how you like it then, huh? We won't let you hunt or camp on our land. We won't let you have access to our rivers. I loved it. This guy, I'd never seen him before. I approached him afterwards. It turns out he's got his own little militia group about 12 miles away on the South Fork. We're on the North Fork. I was real happy to find that out. So it was good that I went just so we could get some fellowship in. We'll see where that goes. So go to these town hall meetings. The local link in politics is the most important, folks. Every time I go, I either make somebody mad, which is a victory, I enlighten somebody, which is a victory, or I meet somebody else who's like-minded. So it's always good to reach out and do that. Let me get back into the chat room here. Oh, no, wait. I want to do this. Excuse me, guys. I'm sorry. I'm a little disoriented. I got in here literally 2 minutes before going to air because I had all kinds of other stuff going on. We had to go down in the valley to procure food today. We found this great place. What's the name of the store?
Winco,
where they sell bulk foods. As well as regular grocery things, you got to bag your own. That's the only downside. I hate bagging my own groceries. Call me lazy, but I hate bagging. Not because I'm lazy, but because I always damage it. I never pack them right. The bags are always terrible. You got to like triple bag them. But we bought 25 pounds of oats, old-fashioned oats, not the instant microwave stuff. We bought 20 pounds of rice. I bought just as many cans of chili as I could buy. It's all going into my 55-gallon drum for my long storage food. The prices were great. Keep it up, you guys. Just keep looking for the little deals that are out there. We bought granola bars.
If they have a Winco.
Yeah, I don't know. If you guys have Wincos where you're at, I don't know. I remember Winn-Dixie when I lived in the South, but I don't know if they're associated with it. But I love their bulk food. Lou got like 3/4 pound of gummy worms. Which he got, and which was pretty good, and they're cheap. Everything, it's not a whole lot cheaper, but at least you can get it. The only thing I don't like is the bags, not for the large bag of oats or the large bag of rice that we purchased. Those were real hefty bags, good for storage. You know, you got to put them in something where the rats can't get in. But like we bought a bunch of biscuit flour. The bags they give you to put it in is just like the bags they give you to put your fresh produce in. So what I'm going to do next time, I think, is we're going to bring 5-gallon buckets down. I'll fill up as many bags as I can of, like, the biscuit flour, the cornmeal, all that kind of stuff. And then I'm going to take it out to my car and just put it in the five-gallon buckets right there rather than trying to transport it because the bags aren't going to hold. They're not very good at all. And then we'll throw in some of those dehydrating packets and that kind of stuff, but it helps it. And then constantly check your food. But I'm just telling you this, not to brag. We spent about $150 today and got, you know, about a month's supply of food, long, you know, that we can use over a period of time. But we bought more than what I just told you, of course. It's funny, we bought a bunch of pizzas. What's wrong? Oh, go ahead and cough. I don't mind. Stacy's a little sick. She's got something going on. I know that. Okay, Navy Davy's son is. I keep wanting to say Jeffy Weffy. Robbie Bobby. he had something going on today when we met with him. Bronchitis. Everybody's getting sick. I just loaded up on vitamin C, all the B's that I could find. What else did I take? I took all kinds of vitamins and stuff today. I'm going to fight this. I used my neti pot today. Those of you going, what's a neti pot? Well, a neti pot is it's a way of doing either an herbal or saline flush of your nasal cavity. I hope you're not eating right now. But it looks like a really long spouted flower garden watering can. And what I do is I fill it full of saline solution, and there's some other stuff in there, potassium, salts, those types of things. And what we do is I get warm water, I mix it in, put your head over the sink, stick one nozzle in one nostril, and just pour it through. Keep your mouth open, breathe through your mouth. At first, it's like being waterboarded, but then it becomes very enjoyable because then you see all this debris coming out your other nostril. So it works out well. And then you do the other nostril, and I felt great because it shrinks your sinus cavities if they're being inflamed by allergies or whatever. But I just use the saline, and there's a mixture of stuff I have. But I know people that do herbal mixes, they do green tea. You do whatever you want. Whatever research you found works to help it, just get it out of that nasal cavity. Because one of the first signs I'm getting a sinus infection is when I blow my nose, you get that discolored phlegm discharge. Usually it's supposed to be clear. You know, listen to Dr. Dutch. But now it's like I knew it was happening. I'm starting to get the postnasal drip, and that nipped it in the bud for me this morning. Stacy, on the other hand, didn't want to get flushed out. So she's suffering right now. She's taking Sudafed, has a sore throat. So little experimentation here. We both... The what? Oh, colloidal silver. I started to have an earache this morning. I put colloidal silver in my ear. It's gone. I gargled with colloidal silver. I gargled with peroxide, a mixture of peroxide. And it worked out really well. And we're doing kind of an experiment because she doesn't want to put her head over the sink, but maybe she'll come around. Sometimes you have to get out of your comfort zone to do what's right for your health. And hopefully I'll be an example to them both here, and they'll pay attention, and they'll say, hey, you know, I can keep putting this junk off the shelf in my system and gives you temporary relief, but I'm trying to build up my body's immune system, and we'll see how that goes. We'll see how that works. For a minute, I thought I saw smoke coming out of our chimney over there, but I think it was an optical illusion because I didn't start a fire. Did you? Oh, no, I see what it is. It's just like bugs misting up, and there's collecting over the house. Last bastion of summer right now, holding out. We had like 80-degree temperatures here today. Last night it was really cold, but today it's 80 degrees, and that could be a reason. Because when that happens, when I get those temperature changes, it attacks my I always get these allergy kind of reaction things. I don't know what it is. I don't go to the doctor. I just try and nail it with tea or cocoa or sitting around the fire. But the reason I'm bringing this up is start taking a look at your... I don't know what you'd call these, the old home remedy stuff. And if you want to stock up on Sudafed and get the government looking at you, fine, go for it. I'm not going to bug you about that. But get together these things. Look up what a neti pot is, N-E-T-T-I-E. A listener sent it to me. Remember our old listener, Jaws of Life, who used to listen and give us all this great input on the herbal stuff? I made her mad when I attacked Israel for attacking that flotilla and killing people, shooting unarmed dudes. And she's never listened again, but she still emails me stuff. But do what you can right now to put stuff together. Oh, I like that. Graham 242 picked up a Remington Mosin Nagant. I forgot to go into that. Remington and Winchester, that's a great point. To help out the Tsar during the American... We're jumping around here today. We can do that. to help out the Tsar during the Communist Revolution, put together a bunch of Mosin Nagants. And they're made by Winchester and Remington. I forgot all about those, Graham. Thank you for bringing that up. I've had a couple of those, and those are excellent, excellent ways to find them. You need to go look at what the stamps are and stuff for them. How do I? I've completely forgotten. Maybe Graham can jump in there and let us know the armory stamps to look for. I forgot all about those. I got so enthralled with the Finnish ones that I stopped paying attention to the American-made ones, because we had shipped shiploads of those to Archangel in Russia, along with several Marines, I think it was, and they all died, and they don't talk about that. We sent troops trying to defend the Tsar, and they all got slaughtered, but the guns are in circulation now that we sent over. We sent them a bunch of lever-action Winchesters, too. Westinghouse stamps, Remington, just like, you know, everybody finds the 1911s from World War II and the carbines and all that stuff that came from John Deere and stuff. Keep your eye out for them. Chuck just says he finally found a place to buy in bulk there. That's great. I went looking for some herbs today that chicory, if I'm pronouncing that right. Chicory is supposed to be really good as a replacement for sugar for big fat diabetics. They didn't have that at the bulk food place we went to, so I'm probably going to have to go to a local place. But the prices weren't bad, getting back to the herbs and stuff. I was really surprised. Some of it was, you know, you buy those little tiny things of 3 or 4 ounces and you pay $5 for them. Go pay $2.75 a pound for it. You know, that's good. Stevia and is another one. We bought some stevia. Have you still been using that for me? When I eat my tea in the morning, and I say eat, it's because it's got diatomaceous earth in it. It's kind of grainy. She put stevia in it. But I want to try chicory. Have you guys heard of that one? I actually got that last night from Coast to Coast. They were talking about those artificial sweeteners that are causing brain damage and miscarriages and stuff, and aspartame, all that kind of stuff. So we're looking for chicory to get. That's a good thing to get. But all of these things that you can do, get a book first. Find a good book, or if you're going to do the website thing like I do, download the pages. They won't be there when you need them. Download these pages and all these herbal remedies and do what we're doing. Just buy it, put it in containers. We buy our containers at the dollar store, big plastic sealable containers or 5-gallon buckets at Home Depot. I don't care if they're food grade. If they've never had anything in them, they're not number 7 plastic. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not going to break down. They're going to be in a cool, dark place, because the biggest enemy you're going to have is vermin trying to get into it and moisture. Those are the two biggest things. And vermin may be the two-legged kind, but you're also got to make sure that the rats and moles, whatever you got, the bugs don't get in it. Quite frankly, I don't care if bugs get in it as long as I don't eat it, because I'll just eat the extra protein. But the rice we got today was good. We're going to go back this week. We're going to go look at some dogs, some puppies. And we go back, we're going to probably buy just bags of stuff and do what we can to store it. We've got a great 55-gallon drum I got from the Exeter Militia that is just spotless, clean inside, and hopefully I can get another one from them. I don't know if they're mad at me or not. I've only heard from one of them, and he's in the chat room right now. The other one doesn't talk to me anymore. I think I offended him. I don't know. I'm always offending somebody, the Exeter Militia. But we do what we can do. Who? Yeah, I saw Rocky in there. Rocky I know is not offended. Rocky doesn't get offended by anything. Rocky's just a big, jolly guy that just gets along with everyone. Ho, ho, ho. Sure, he eats children now and again, but other than that, he's not a bad guy. He smells a bit, but he's got a heart of formica. Oh, wait, no, that's Lou. Lou the elephant eater. I really enjoyed listening to the replay of the little back and forth at the end of the show yesterday about trying to teach Lou this concept of the eat an elephant one bite at a time. All day he was just bugging me. It's good. So we'll do what we can. Lou's being really quiet because I had to yell at him before we went on the air. He keeps picking his nose and no, I'm just kidding. Lou is working on the video, and we're just having a hard time with the equipment, making it come out right. The quality of the video is just not up to my standards. I don't want to ship it out to anyone of you that ordered it, because there were some pre-orders that came in, and thank you. I just don't want to send it out till it's perfectly right. But then again, I don't want to make you wait forever. I mean, next conference, you finally get your conference videos. So doing it with laptops is just tough. Just a tough thing to do to edit this video on. We're really squeezing. I told you, I'm just like the mechanic on Baba Black Sheep. Well, Lou's like the mechanic on Baba Black Sheep. I'm like the guy who yells at the mechanic on Baba Black Sheep. But, you know, he's doing the best he can with it. He just needs to tweak it and figure it out. But the computers are at their limit. There's smoke coming out of them half the time we're using them. But hopefully the new soundboard worked out well. Those of you that donated, thank you so much that got us this new soundboard. I know the hum you feel here in the background, for those of you that haven't been paying attention, is our amplifier for the FM station. We're at about 350 amps right now, and I think it was yesterday morning. Was it yesterday morning? Or Sunday morning. It goes almost like 12 miles down the hill to the campground in the dam. It goes all the way to the Kaweah Lake Dam, or Reservoir Dam, which I love because that means we can get all those campers down there. We can't run it that hot in the summer because it overheats, but if we could get it in a cooling unit and all that kind of stuff, which we have plans in the future, I don't care if I have to run holes through a refrigerator. I don't know if the moisture would be bad. Would that work, guys? Somebody tell me. I'll stick it in a refrigerator. I'll get one of those little dorm refrigerators and crank that thing to like 399 watts and let it go. Lou's not humming. That's not humming. That's the amplifier. Lou's just sitting here chewing his fingernails, staring out the window. I don't know what. I think they're both sick. You can kind of hear it a little bit in my voice. I can hear it in my headphones. So a little dizzy, but that's it. But we've been doing that, trying to get our house in order. Man, I tell you what, I talked to you guys for 2 hours about getting your gear together, and I go and look at my pile of junk in the corner, and I just start punching myself in the face because I'm like, what am I doing here? I got to get everything good, and I got to get everything together. We've got an in-house training coming up. I've got a training coming up, an open training that I think if Minuteman's going to be up here for it. Maybe we'll do an open training to the public on that Sunday after our in-house training. It's all happening so fast. Lou, they're talking about you. You don't even notice. You're not even looking at the screen. We're just trying like you guys are. We're struggling right along with you. I meant today to go down. We had a health club open up here in town. And for those of you that have met me, I got some problems. I've really got to get my stuff together and my physical body. Since I hurt my Achilles tendon, those of you that have been around, I haven't been working, which is bad financially. And it's healed now. But I think I scared a lot of people. Nobody wants me to work for them. They're afraid of workers' comp claims or something. Word gets around fast in a town of 6,000. And I started to put on the weight again. I went to put on some gear and went, hey, my gear doesn't fit. You know, I got to let my girdle out, let my corset out a little bit. So I was going to go to the club today and slap down my 25 bucks that I scrounged together for 25 bucks a month. And what we want to do is I'm going to start going to the gym every day. I'll do cardio one day. I'll do minor strength building because I got a shoulder that's dislocated that keeps dislocating. I'm just sharing this with you. I'm not trying to get a pity party going. But to show you, even with the damage that I have, I'm going to try. I got two bad knees with pins in them. I've got a back with all kinds of hardware, lower back hardware in it. I got diabetes. I'm probably now back up around 250 pounds. I'm afraid to get on the scale again. I was 315 a couple years ago. I got down to about 230, but I think I'm back up to 250 after sitting on my butt all day reading stuff on the internet. So that stops. It was going to stop today, but we ran behind schedule for some things. But I'm going to do what I can. And if I can do it, you can do it. I had a guy yesterday that started listening to the show tell me he's in a wheelchair and he's got one arm. Work that one arm. Learn how to get your wheelchair, you know, spike it out, wrap it in barbed wire, do whatever you got to do. We must use the tools the Lord has given us and keep them sharp. So I've got to do whatever I can. So I need your prayers, guys, and I need your challenging me. I don't mind you poking fun at me in the emails or on the air saying, hey, how'd it go today? Did you exercise today? Don't let me make excuses, and I won't let you make excuses. And you've got to stop worrying. And this is going to sound really sad. He's not in here today, that some of the people I've been talking to. I don't think. We've got people whose families aren't with them. Their families just aren't with them. And I mean in a violent way.
He's not in the chat.
And I didn't ask if he was in there, so he doesn't want me talking about him. But I'm not going to talk about him specifically. So if it's up to him, to share it with you in the chat room. But if your wife doesn't want to get up at 5:30 in the morning and go walk around the block for half an hour, too bad. You tell her that's the law, and you're going to do it. And if she chooses not to do it and becomes a Jezebel spirit, then hand her over to God. Hand it over to God. See, Chuck's calling me on it there. I have been exercising. Let's see, what have I done to exercise? I do my recliner extensions. It's easy to make excuses. My goal was the week after the conference. And then things started breaking down. Things started going bad. I got a call here. Let's see who's calling. Hello, who do we have? You are on the air.
This is Chuck.
Hey, Chuck. What do you want to talk about?
Your weight.
What, you want to wrestle me?
Hey, you know, I want to talk to you. I know this is kind of getting off that subject.
That's okay.
Weight, and I need to do that, too. I need to try to see if I can start running again on my leg.
Yeah.
Stand up to it, but because I'm not that bad of shape, but I do have some problems myself.
Yeah, I saw your leg, Chuck. You look like Frankenstein's leg. That thing was scary. It had bolts and everything in it, an antenna sticking out of it.
You didn't see the but I didn't show you the picture that had the frame on it. Did you?
No, I didn't see what it looked like when it was in the
carry that around with me
in the Spanish Inquisition stretching frame.
I mean, it was pretty sad, though, because my leg got down to, like, almost as small as my arm.
Yeah. See, that's what's happening with the left side of my body, and the VA just says, well, either you had a stroke, you're having circulation problems with your diabetes, or you're just fat. So it's like, either way, I'm in trouble. So at least the fat one and the diabetes I can deal with.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you know what? You know what's good about the modern medicine? They can just tell you,
roughly.
Hopefully they can tell you what's wrong with you. And
yeah.
Say, okay, goodbye. I'm going to cover myself.
They gave me a permit to smoke marijuana. That was their solution for everything. And I'm like, no. You know, because I have glaucoma in my left eye. My whole left side of my body is just deciding to... I think the left side of my body is a liberal. And it doesn't want to help in the fight. So, but I've got to overcome that.
Yeah, I hear you. That's reminiscent of the... struggles, I think, that goes on inside anyway.
Sure it is. Like right now when I'm talking to you, I'm ready to go out and run around the football field. But as soon as I get off the air and it's pitch black and a little chilly,
yeah.
I'm going to be like, oh, maybe I ought to go see what training videos there are to watch that I got to review or,
mm-hmm.
You know. And it's easy to make excuses, isn't it? Like today, we wanted to do that, what's it called, kombucha?
Kombucha, yeah.
Kombucha, but we forgot the recipe. So now I said, that's it, we're going back tomorrow. I don't care what it takes. We're going to start making that stuff, and it's going to start working for me because I loved it the little bit that I had.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Well, I hear the music. If you want to hang out through the break, go ahead, and we can talk about it afterwards. But I'll talk to you offline here in a second. And Stacy, pick up that phone, please. Pick it up, and I got to hang up on you here. But hang on the line there, Chuck. Okay, folks. Well, where'd the audio go? Lou, is he there? Stand by. Okay, folks, we're going to go to a break. The next thing, if you guys want to talk about how fat Dutch is, that's fine. But what I want to talk about is start talking about the election. Anything you've seen, I got some stuff from Liberty Tree Radio that they're reporting right now that they want me to share with you before we jump over and to continue the coverage. So we'll be back after the break, and thank you for tuning in to the Dutch Jones Radio program. Remember, the process is the goal. We're going to stick with that. That's going to be our new motto, the process is the goal. We'll be right back after this.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
Gun.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all point bulletins. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere!
A new world order, a new world order, a new
attention.
World order,
a new world order.
Government is the problem.
This is an emergency! Repeat! An emergency!
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody!
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap! It's time for
Dutch Jones, Dutch Jones
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
My candidacy is all about big changes in commander.
Yeah, we don't have Schwarzenegger to kick around anymore. Here in a couple hours, maybe midnight or so, we're going to know whether we have the communist, the capitalist who hires illegal aliens, or Lord knows what here in California. This is the Dutch Jones radio program coming to you from Kauai. And we still have Chuck on the line here. Let me. I'm going to push this button and see if this works. Don't hang up yet, Stace. Okay, hang that up.
Okay.
Okay, and are you still there, Chuck?
Still here.
Hey, still here. What did you want to continue? Now, we're not going to talk about my fatness anymore.
No.
I don't want to drive the ladies crazy.
Hello.
Yes, yes, yeah. Lou keeps poking me in the side with a stick, hoping it'll drain out, but I told him it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, you don't give him any ideas.
No, no.
He's always trying stuff on you anyway, isn't he?
He's always sneaking up on me. He poked me in the eye this morning. He went for a throat jab. I deflected it, and then he poked me in my right eye and said, well, it's your fault for moving and not wearing your glasses. You should always have your protective goggles on when I attack you. I'm like, I just woke up. I was going to the bathroom, and he attacks me with a throat jab early in the morning. Elder abuse. I'm going to call CPS on you, or APS. He's trying to defend himself. It was just a throat jab.
No, I thought it was a tiger claw, not a throat jab.
Chin jab.
Chin jab? It was a chin jab?
It was a
tiger claw. Tiger claw. Whatever it was. You shouldn't have been attacking me that early without my goggles on. Anyway, what do you want to talk about, Chuck? Continue on. Take it to another subject. Go ahead.
Now, you know that we had that 9/11, what is it, A&E, the architect mm-hmm. engineers for 9/11 Truth. The Richard Gage, the founder of it, came into town, last Friday, and We Are Change is the one that sponsored that here in Oklahoma City, and brought him in, and he gave a presentation. He has a new DVD out, and I can't remember exactly. I think it goes on more in detail on the architecture or something like
sure.
that.
Sure. I've talked to a few of them here.
Yeah, okay. He's got a couple of them out. And it went pretty good. He didn't want to get into political side of things, so two things right off the bat. It's not only the structure and the possibility of the thermite and the
yeah.
different things like that, but also the thing that you can cover right off the bat that just ought to raise questions, especially if you're trying to sell it to people, because there were some there that either hadn't heard it before, not very many, but or those that had thought otherwise, that it was the government story was a legit.
Yeah.
Or they had doubts and weren't sure and needed some more information to help make up their minds. And the two things right off the bat would have been the pilots were Saudis, or supposed to be Saudis. I think there's even debate coming around now whether the planes even flew into the thing. Now, I know that sounds crazy to me, but that's what's going on around, and I heard it from another investigator that investigated the Oklahoma City resident that did the investigated the Oklahoma City bombing, was on the grand jury of it, and had done the World Trade Center investigation. One of the guys in 93, and he did another bombing. I can't remember which. There was another one that he mentioned that he had been involved in as well. So I guess this guy's been around, and he mentioned something. I didn't get to ask him about the details of it, about the planes even going into it. But he said, anyway, even if it did, if they did go in there, then the Saudis were supposed to be the ones who flew the planes, and they weren't Iraqis or Afghanistanis. So that's the one thing. I can't remember. There was another one. That makes me doubt it too. I mean, that would show it ought to throw up red flags, and I can't remember what that is. But the most important, the thing that was interesting about that meeting was not that we had questions and answers afterwards as well. And then somebody made a comment about the Oklahoma City bombing, and he said, "Well, if there's anybody here," and Charles Key was there, and he's the one who have found or formed the Grand Jury Society, County Grand Jury Society here in the county where I'm at, where the bombing took place, and he didn't get up and speak. I thought he might, but this guy named Hoppy Heidelberg, who's that was on the grand jury that I was talking about a minute ago, got up and spoke. And I tell you what, this guy is full of information, and he's not afraid.
Right.
The EPA has come and shut down two of his businesses already.
Yeah, they don't want to get out.
And he said but he doesn't care. I guess this guy's resourceful and able to continue to consist and survive. So, he was just amazing what he had to say, though. And he talked about, and Charles Key also said, I heard him say in a speech that I had mentioned to you before over there in California back in 92 or 3, I think he gave at the Freedom School, something like that, there in Southern California. And he said this too, that there was not enough evidence to convict Timothy McVeigh or Nichols for the sentences that they got. There was not enough evidence. He said that, now I'm not sure I'm getting this totally right, but I'm telling this secondhand. He said, or firsthand from him, but I can't remember it all. He said that that the prosecutors they asked questions, I believe it was of witnesses, and they had supposed witnesses. This reminded me of Jezebel in the Bible, and she had the witnesses that came up against the guy that had the vineyard. Remember, they went and got the she went and got the. The Sodomite guys.
Okay.
Testify falsely against the guy that owned Ahab wanted that vineyard.
Sure, sure.
Israel, and she told him, just let me take care of it. She went and found those witnesses and had them testify against that guy that owned the vineyard, and falsely. Well, that's what the government did. They had witnesses that came and testified.
Same old story.
Testified falsely. Yeah. They did not know anything about the bombing. Really, at all. But they were not allowed in front of the jury. They were not, or the, you know, and the rest of the jury, the foreman, I guess, or whoever was going to do it, was not able to ask questions in the court.
Yeah.
Because the prosecutor somehow blocked it. I don't know how they would be able to do that. And
there's so many cases like that, though. It's almost like it's the standard operating procedure now.
It's a joke. I mean, it's a literal joke. And also, he said that the IRA was involved in that, in making the bomb. It's either not the, I don't think it was the truck bomb, but maybe the bombs that were
inside. Oh, there was, you know, I could make a career on just the weirdness around that case. you know, the Red Army faction was in town. Nichols, his wife, was involved with Abu Sayyaf in the Philippines. It could have been them. There's just so many things that, you know, dig that go. If you just scratch the surface, it could have been a. Anyway, it's like one of those things. It's going to be the new Nixon thing. They're going to be making movies about it for years to come.
Well, they need something needs to happen. I asked him. I said, I have never heard that fact about the IRA. Is there a book? I mean, I want information. Is there a book that I can get a hold of? He said, there is no one willing to come forth and write that book. It would have to be me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So that's a sad statement. When you, you know, and I'm sitting there thinking, you know, if you're cotton-picking sheriff, county sheriff was involved in these things, in protecting people and siding with the Constitution, this kind of junk would not be able to go on. And here's another thought I had, too, in the past. Could not a sheriff, he can form posses, he can deputize people.
Yes, he can.
What do you think about him forming a militia?
I think it's definitely possible. I think that's one of the magistrates that can do it. It can also be a judge. It can also be the county board of supervisors. It can also be private corporations, companies. If you look at Tulare County, where I live, there was all kinds of militias here from the 1800s on. Even during the American Civil War, there were Confederate militias here put together by businessmen. But currently, we've gone to the sheriff here and tried it, and he doesn't want anything to do with it. We've gone to two judges. We've gone to the county board of supervisors. So we just started our own.
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe I heard y'all was talking about your pastor running, so maybe.
Yeah, he's going to run for sheriff next time. It's going to be four more years.
And that's our problem. You know, our sheriff, he gets elected, and then he's behind this big push to build the county jail, and the county jail has had more repairs done to it since it's been built. It must have been one of his crony Democrat construction people that came, or if they were construction people, to put this thing together. And it looks nice on the outside, big old county jail, but in the inside, they had convicts that were cutting out the those glass blocks.
Yeah, squeezing through.
Yeah, they were getting through the glass blocks and stuff. I was like, man, what a joke. And yeah. Then I read today they had one of the pipes in there, and I guess it was in the kitchen or something, it busted. It caved in. So now they got some Baptist church out of Mustang, which is Oklahoma, which is not like, it's not even in our county.
Right.
Over here helping out with the food and, you know, whatever, doing hospitality.
Sure.
I was like, man.
Well, Chuck, we're getting some election stuff in here being fed to us from Liberty Tree Radio. We want to start sharing it. Some of it's good, some of it's scary, some of it's unconfirmed. But you're right. You know, like I said, I could do whole shows on this vast corruption, this inability of the sheriffs to stand up and defend our people. It's all there. It's all part of the core, and I appreciate you listening and giving us an input. You're always welcome to call.
Yeah, I would like to hear some more about that stuff, because I mean, that IRA, that this stuff was news to me on this.
Yeah, yep. So, I've been hearing it for years. So, okay. Well, thank you, our Oklahoma brother from another mother. And or what do we say? I don't want to say sister from another mister, but, you know.
I don't think so.
For Carla. So we'll talk to you later, brother. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Well, folks, always welcome to call in. I don't care what the topic is. If it has to do with the gospel, the pursuit of the holy cause of liberty, politics that are corrupt, something like that. I mean, I don't want you calling up and telling me about how cool your local dog catcher is. You know, your passion for it might not be shared by the rest of us. But we're going good. I've got some stuff coming in. Pretty much now, you guys probably already know this stuff, but I'm looking for you guys to give me some input. If you want to call in, the phone number is 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. I'm just going to give you some stuff that's coming in right now. This stuff's about 10 minutes old. It looks like Rand Paul has won after all the, you know, stuff going on in Kentucky race. You know, the stupidity. If you watch the debates, the stupidity. I'm not a big fan of Rand Paul's, but at least he's a constitutionalist. I've met with his father, talked with his father. He's not the greatest candidate in the world. This isn't a lesser of two evils decision, though. This is, now we've got to educate Rand Paul on a lot of this stuff. Now that he's in there, we've got a constitutional senator. But with 20% of the precincts, he's about 10% ahead. And you know how they always, oh, we predict this. It could go the other way, but people are saying it looks like he's going to take it. The polls in Virginia, Ohio, and North Carolina are now closing, and all the networks are calling a win for GOP Senate candidate Rob Portman in Ohio. Another hold for the Republicans. You know, they thought maybe he'd lose that. By the way, as expected, GOP senator and Tea Party leader. I hate that, Tea Party leader. He can't. How can you be a GOP? Jim DeMint has been declared the winner in South Carolina again. The Republicans have their first pickup of the day at about 30 minutes ago. Dan Coats of Indiana beat Brad Ellsworth to take the seat of retiring Senator Evan Bay. So it looks like the Republicans are winning. That's just less of an enemy for us. They're still the enemy. It's just going to be a little slower under Republican rule. But the way things are going to play out, and you guys know this, it's going to be a tug of war. It's going to be ugly and bloody in the halls of Washington, D.C. coming up. But here's some stuff that's been going on. Nevada, which we've been watching closely, because we hate Harry Reid with a righteous hate. Pro-abortion, pro-sodomite, disgusting liberal. I don't know if he is. Is Reid a fag? I don't think he's a fag because he's got a son. His son's running, but we're just making unfounded claims here. But there's been some intimidation by Harry Reid. There's been complaints filed with the Department of Justice in Nevada by Angle's campaign. You know, Angle's the Tea Party put forth person to fight him. You know, it's weird. Republicans need to pick up 10 previous Democratic Senate seats to take a 51 vote majority in the Senate. But it looks like they're only going to pick up 9. That'll make it a tie, and guess who gets the tying vote? That clown Biden. So for those of you that care about this kind of stuff, this is important. For me, it's just like watching a professional wrestling match. But it's interesting. I like to see Fabian Socialist lose because what it is here, and I'm going to go off on a tangent here a little bit, it proves that Obama was nothing but a cult of personality. Listen to how he was he was opposing all of these Tea Party events. It was just, they're stupid, we're not. They're the enemy. Punish your enemy, protect your friends, reward your friends, as he said to the Latino voters. Yeah. Remember that?
If you vote for Democrats,
punish your enemies, reward, yeah. He said, basically, if you let the Democrats hold their seats and take seats, we'll give you immigration reform that'll benefit the Latinos. He had no substance. He never had any substance. He's just been a hand puppet of the New World Order.
Well, I thought bribing was illegal.
Yeah, bribery is politics, Stace, yes. In your world of niceness and the Mr. Smith goes to Washington, you know whose life is it anyway, or it's whatever, bribery and corruption is the day. But for one day a year, they put on a show and they pretend everything's going to be good, but then they can't even do that. Look at there's all kinds of stuff going on in different states where people are being denied the right to vote. Nevada has been reporting that people who register to vote are being turned away or be given what's called a provisional ballot. Let me tell you about the lie of the provisional ballot. They don't count it. They don't count it. I've had people in our own places where I've gone say, "Oh yeah, we'll count it." They only count it if there's a tie or someone contends, you know, goes for a recount. Soldiers overseas are being denied the right to vote. They're going to dump a bunch of their votes because they didn't get them in by a certain day or they weren't done in the right form. Here in California, they put the wrong wording on an anti-carbon tax thing. It's basically going to throw out the vote. And it was deliberately done by the Attorney General Brown, who's also running for governor. I don't know what. Okay, I'm looking in the chat room to see what kind of input you guys have. Let's go back here. I've got all kinds of corruption stuff, folks. I don't know if you want to, you know, take your Tums now. Take your, where is it? I got to click on. I got too many windows open here. We're going to keep this one feed that's coming in from an election blog that's going to keep giving us stuff. Okay, I'm going to click over here. I'm going to go over to Liberty Tree Radio site on Facebook. They're publishing a bunch of these articles as we go. Election hiccups, polls open an hour late in Parkway City, caused delay. Okay, that's going to happen. What they did here in Fresno County is half of the polling places didn't open because of budget cuts. And not everybody knew. Let's see. That's not a racially motivated bias report at all. Let's see here. LA Times, let's see, calls. LA Times is calling Ron Paul, or Rand Paul. It's going to be hard for me to do that. Rand Paul to win. Glitches reported in Wisconsin. Russ Feingold, a three-term senator from Wisconsin and key ally of President Obama, is in danger of losing his seat to Republicans and Tea Party-backed candidate Ron Johnson. Hey, that's a great name, isn't it? Wisconsin elected officials are predicting a near-record voter turnout of 50%. Now, here's something that's interesting. For our region here, and I'm just talking about four or five counties, Madera, Kings, Tulare, and Fresno County, 75% of those registered to vote voted early like we did. They mailed in the vote, and they voted last Saturday. Isn't that weird? They opened their polls last Saturday. They think it's going to be record turnout because people are torqued on both sides of it. So we got another victory here. What state? Wisconsin. It looks like the teabagger. I'm sorry. I said I wouldn't use that. That was a slip. Is going to go. I've got some Fox News reports here that I can't play because we don't have the audio for them. But if I post them in the room, could you play it, Lou?
Yeah.
Okay, let me copy this link location. Let me go to you broadcast. Let me do this. And control V. So I guess I was wrong. I honestly didn't think these Tea Party people would win. I thought there was all in cahoots. It was going to be completely rigged, and the status quo was going to go through. But what this means, and I'm going to go back to that because I changed here, is that it's going to get nasty but ugly, if you excuse my French, the next 2 years. It's going to be 2 years of just bloody partisan fighting, which is a good thing because that's going to give us a chance to do what we need to do. This distraction, it's like somebody told me, when the Sunnis and the Shiites are working together, it's a bad sign for us. When they're fighting, it takes the attention off of us. Well, when the Republicans and the Demokrats are fighting each other, they're going to take their attention off of Homeland Security. They're going to take their attention off of domestic terrorism, which means militias. So we're going to do it. Make sure it loads first. Don't just play it. Let's let it load, and then I want you to play it. And that's going to feed through which pot? Through this one. Check all your volume settings. Now this is going to be a rough one. But this is a just coming in Fox News report on some corruption problems in Fox News reports on DFL voter fraud in Crow Wing County. I don't know where Crow Wing County is, but if I'm getting this from Liberty Tree Radio, I'm going to guess it's not a bunch of porn. Voter intimidation report in Minnesota. Representative Michelle Bachmann, who's a hero of the cause of truth, is hosting an election night party at the Sheridan in Bloomington tonight, according to an invitation for the party. For candidates repeatedly criticized for her many appearances at Tea Party rallies and conservative media outlets outside the district. So she's going to voice that there's been some intimidation there. Okay, go ahead and play it. Let's see if this goes.
Okay, thanks, guys. This is a Fox News election alert. With voting now underway in a high-stakes election that could tip the balance of power in Congress, there are allegations of voter fraud and intimidation coming up in several key races across the nation. Welcome to America Live on Election Day. I'm Megyn Kelly. Millions of Americans now casting their ballots in midterm 2010, and they are being watched carefully in some places by the Department of Justice, in others by poll watchers from both sides of the aisle. Eric Shawn, tracking all the developing stories from the polling stations. He joins me now. Eric?
Yeah, Megyn, we are getting slammed with voting complaints. Issues are flooding into our website and to election watchdogs across the country. A lot of problems, they say. Voters say, for example, the polling places are swished when they show up. They may not be on the voting rolls. Only one candidate's name appears in the machine when they vote. They also said they showed up and were told they already voted by absentee ballot when they had not used an absentee ballot. Let's start first in Nevada. That's where Democratic Secretary of State Ross Miller says he's getting more angry complaints than in the 2008 presidential election. Many voters have contacted us saying the touchscreen voting machines, they say, only showed Harry Reid's name when they voted. Here's an email from Kevin in Las Vegas, as typical. My vote was moved 7 times. Could this have been an error? I do better than this at the poker machines. Officials say they are investigating. They claim the machines cannot be pre-programmed for a candidate, and they blame operator error and what they call, quote, uncoordinated machine screen malfunctions. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, Crow Wing County, way up there, the DA received a complaint that van loads of group home residents were allegedly taken to a polling place and told to vote only for the Democratic Farmer Labor Party candidates. Voter Montgomery Jensen filed the affidavit.
I felt that they were exploiting these individuals and using them to vote multiple times to stuff the ballot box to increase their odds for their party.
Well, officials are investigating that claim.
That's it.
Okay, that's just amazing to me, but it happens. we're going to see more of these. I'm going to find some more of these things to share with you that Liberty Tree Radio is feeding over here for us because it. It's critical that you guys hear this stuff. Let's see, what's this? Is this a? I don't know what this one is. Let me take a look at this. If this is a video, but if you have anything like this, if you've heard anything locally, like you, even if it's the dog catcher election, give us a call 559-561-8225. At the top of the hour, in about 3 minutes, we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to continue to do this on Liberty Tree Radio. And of course, for those listening, I am playing Fox News clips as a form of news reporting and parody, and I am protected under the copyright laws of the United States and the Constitution, freedom of speech, and access to replay these. So don't be sending me emails and saying you're hacking. I'm playing them in their entirety, and I'm giving full credit to Fox News for their reporting. This is not something I put together. We're going to have to find some more of that kind of stuff. I've got Minnesota media is reporting several instances of overzealous election challengers in polling places as the Republican Party of Minnesota ramps up its allegations of voter fraud in several Minnesota precincts. Now, you know what I'm talking about? The Dems sent out their acorn people. The Dems are sending out acorn people, and the acorn people are getting into the works and causing problems. Now, reporters confirm that GOP poll challengers have overstepped their bounds. I like this. So the GOP guys are doing it now. Meanwhile, the GOP claims that ballot scanners were not working properly in some jurisdictions and that group home assistants have been telling people how to vote. So if you're, you know, you're a retard or handicapped in some way emotionally, you can have your Filipino caseworker come in and tell you how to work, how to do that. So we've got people on both sides. I would love to see GOP poll watchers and Acorn people get into it. You think some old lady's going to get stomped in the head again? Now, most election experts have indicated that there haven't been widespread reports of voter intimidation or voter fraud. As Secretary of State Mark Ritchie tweeted today, voter intimidation reports on Minnesota polling places, but mostly it is a smooth and silk voting day, of course. The Associated Press coming in reports that Hennepin County, there have been some tense conversations between election judges and GOP challengers who don't seem to understand the rules. Well, of course, if people are coming in and the Acorn people are helping people vote just Democrat, saying, oh, you can only vote Democrat and vote often, of course the GOP watchers are going to go nuts. I think that might be something I do in the next election, in 2 years, a presidential election. I'm just going to come up with a political party, the Dutch Jones Political Party, official observer, and I'm going to stand down there. Of course, I know everybody who works there, but it'll get everybody mad. Well, folks, we're coming up on a break here. Oh, I love this song. Thank you. I used to play this on my pirate radio days. We'll be back after the break with more Election Day coverage. I'm Dutch Jones.
And now DJs, the broadcasters. from the time they get up in the morning and flush the toilet, they're taxed. Then they go and get a coffee, they're taxed. They get into their car, they're taxed. They go to the gas station, they're taxed. They go for lunch, they're taxed. And this goes on all day long. Tax, 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 tax.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones radio program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message, and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns are toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Avenge me! Avenge me!
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out an all-points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention. Attention.
Government is an
emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones, Jones
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
I don't need to take any money from anybody. I have plenty of money myself. I will make the decisions for the people.
Boy, am I glad he's going, but it's kind of out of the frying pan and into the fire for us. Welcome to all our Liberty Tree radio listeners. Sorry about coming in hot like that. We have no control over what it sounds like once it hits you broadcast, other than to keep turning it down here. Sounded great when we were doing it on our own. It's just something tweaky with their servers. I apologize to all of our listeners and to Ed. Welcome, Ed. And yes, Ed, I did get your emails, and we played the Fox video. And we were playing using the information you sent and giving the best updates that we can be based on what we have. The latest, about 7 minutes ago, on exit polls coming out, everybody's basically voting their pocketbooks. Everybody's voting their pocketbooks, and that's what we're seeing coming out. Blumenthal won in Connecticut, Senate race, and on the one hand, Democrat Blumenthal is a popular statewide person, and it's a liberal state. On the other hand, he was particularly declared dead when the New York Times published a story about him exaggerating his military record and his opponent, the former. But look who they had to vote for, Linda McMahon. I mean, another circus performer. And so I'm not too excited about Connecticut. It didn't go one way or the other for me. I could care less about Connecticut. But if you live in Connecticut, well, you got what you got there, and just make the best of it. And again, some of these races are going. I'm looking now just the raw numbers. In the contested seats, 44 have gone Democrat, 34 have gone Republican in the Senate. In the House, let me pull that up. Let's see how the House is going. 30 have gone Democrat in the House of the contested seats. 76 have gone Republican. Those of you that consider yourselves Republicans or conservatives are going to be happy about the House. What this means is just a big, bloody fight. It's going to be nasty for the next 2 years. People are realizing that their cult leader, Obongo, was not delivering even what they wanted. And it got the soccer moms and the NASCAR dad vote out, just like I said. Anything on the California governor yet? Okay, we're trying to find that. Now, a big holdout for the Democrats is being reported. This is about 30 minutes old. The networks are calling Governor Joe, and I'm going to pronounce this funny, Manchin, M-A-N-C-H-I-N, the winner of the West Virginia Senate race. Republicans will have a hard time getting the 10 pickups now. They needed 10. Remember the balance? They needed, if they get 9, it's a tie in the Senate. And because there's two, I think there's two independents, so it's like, you know, 49 and 49. And that clown, Joe Biden, gets the deciding vote. So it's going to, I don't know if they're going to even get 9 now. I want to find out about Colorado. Anyone can tell me about Colorado. Tancredo, a constitutionalist. Tom Tancredo was running, and he was leading in the polls. And, of course, that is my adopted home state. The networks are calling a Senate pickup for John Boozman, who beat the incumbent Blanche Lincoln. Anytime someone named Lincoln loses, that's in Arkansas. So Arkansas, the Senate has gone Republican with John Boozman. I love that name. Anybody named Boozman, he gets the party vote, I guess. Anybody, can you find, what's weird? Just look California election results. Google that and see if you can get something. We're having computer problems here. We're getting bogged. We're getting dragged down. Let me reset this. The governor stuff is important to me. You know, you guys may care about your local senators, I understand. I want to find out if Boxer got booted. But our polls don't close for another hour and 52 minutes. Hour and 52 minutes here. So we're going to have to wait on that one. I want to get rid of Boxer. Boxer's when I went gone, and that's it. Okay, let's see if we can find any more videos here, too. I'm going to go to the AP website now.
Ed sent us a video.
Ed sent a video. Check that video. Bring it up and load it. If Ed sends it, we'll play it. Huh? Okay, let's go ahead and play it. Did you get a little bit of synopsis or anything? Oh, this is the Chinese professor one. We didn't play this one. Go ahead and play it, Lou. Watch your left.
为什么强大的国家都会走向灭亡呢? 古希腊, 罗马,
okay, we can't play this one because it's subtitled. You guys like Chinese? Lou, see if you can get it to play the video. Can you do that? On to you broadcast. Can you feed the video through it? Lou's looking at me like he's confused. Okay, he's going to try. We can't play that one because our computer shut down when we start streaming video. But Lou's going to work on that one. Maybe we can. But everybody else, go to it. Check it out. Let's see. Here's from the AP. Exit polling. Trouble eclipses all else. The economy. Voters were intensely worried about the future of the economy and unhappy the way President Obongo and Congress have been running things. The tide of dismay rolled through the groups that swing elections. Women's, independents, suburbanites, that's the soccer moms, and turned more of them towards Republicans. So it's just all these wishy-washy people that just care about their pocketbook, read Tea Party. I know I'm going to be hard on the Tea Party. I may offend a lot of our listeners. But, you know, the Tea Party is going to empty when they see the next 2 years when nothing's going to get done. If the Senate, even the Republicans had the Senate, the House, the judges, and the White House for 6 years, and they didn't get anything done. So, for me, you know, I'm gonna be the devil's advocate during this whole thing. You guys are gonna get excited about it. I enjoyed the drama of it.
Yeah, it's ready.
Okay, it's ready. You're gonna stream.
Okay, that's Proposition 19.
Okay, go. Wait a second. Let's go ahead and play this video. This is just for the folks that are watching on you broadcast. I apologize. And on Ustream, I think Ed's gonna have it go up on Ustream. Go ahead and play the video. Okay, standing by. Lou's trying to play. Is it going out?
为什么强大的国家都会走向灭亡呢? 古希腊、罗马帝国、不列颠帝国、美国，因为他们都犯同样的错误，与原来使得他们成功的原则背道而驰。美国政府企图以庞大的开支和税收 来摆脱严重的经济衰退，巨额的所谓刺激开支，庞大的医疗改革，政府接管私有企业，债务累累，当然我们是他们的大债主，现在他们都得给我们干活。<笑>
You can change the future. You have to. Join Citizens Against Government Waste to stop the spending that is bankrupting America.
Okay, good. That went out. That was good. That was really good. That's something we got to embed on our website, Lou. Make it happen, not right now. For those of you that care about California's legalization of marijuana, it's being predicted with just an hour and a half that it's not going to pass. There was heavy law enforcement pounding proposition. Was Proposition 19 or 2019 here, which would have made it legal to pretty much. Streaming out, waiting here. Okay, folks, we're back. Sorry about that. I got to do this. Lou, it's streaming whatever you're sending out there, so stop whatever.
That's old.
Okay, that's old. Okay, I got to pause that. Here we go. I hear my voice, but it's not letting me pause.
The camera's disabled.
Huh?
The camera's disabled.
Okay, good. Lou, what? Why won't this stop?
I don't know.
Okay, we're back up. Good, good, good. Thank you for tuning in. Okay, good. I was able to stop my streaming here because I don't want to use up too much bandwidth. We were talking about the pod initiative here, and I'm just going to shut this down. Okay, you guys tell me what's going on in the chat room because Barbara Boxer is in the lead. By how much? Can you give me some numbers? It won't let our computers are locking up and slowing down. I'm just going to give you interpretation here as best I can. So Boxer's in the lead. We got to get rid of her, folks. If you're listening in California and you haven't voted yet, isn't this illegal what I'm doing? Get out and vote down Boxer. Get out and vote down Boxer. You still get an hour and 45 minutes. I know it's hard. I know it's a pain. But Boxer has to be taken out. Let me refresh this page. There are key figures that are just vilely evil. Boxer, Feinstein. Okay, I'm looking at the Senate here. The Senate numbers have changed. Democrats have won 46 seats. And Republicans have 37 seats. So it's now 46 to 37. It's not looking good. But MSNBC, this just in right now, MSNBC is predicting the Republicans will take the House. So far, in all called races, the Republicans have picked up six previously Democratic House seats, and the Democrats have picked up one Republican seat. That's a net gain of five for the grand old party, the grand opposition party, the GOP. They need to gain 39 seats or another 34 to officially take the House. So this is gonna be interesting. Lots of 9 p.m. races were called Eastern Time. None of them in competitive races that will determine the Senate or the House is being reported by the AP. So as of 9 o'clock, the polls have closed on the East Coast. Unless I'm reporting something different, let them know in the chat room because I can't get in the chat room now. Because we're just doing too much research and looking for too many videos here. But it looks like I have a feeling it's either going to be no real gain in the Senate. And guess what the Senate does? The Senate appoints judges. You know, the hearings and all that. We're going to see that they're going to be bitter for the next 2 years. Obongo is going to punish us. And those of you that went out to all your Tea Party events, it's going to get ugly. I got a smile on my face because to me this means the fight's on. He's going to be angry because this is not a vote necessarily about who's the dog catcher in your town. People were voting against Obongo's charisma. You know, he tried to pull off that last October surprise where he thwarted a so-called terrorist attack and everything's good, everything's working. You know, I applaud him. I can't prove that they triggered it. We'll never know. It's the Oz effect. We'll never know what's going on behind the curtain. But that's the best he could do. He's a lightweight. You know what? No teleprompter is going to save him today from this. This is going to just add more salt into his wounds. He couldn't get stuff through before. Now, at least the House can go after. They can write new bills to get rid of this forced health care. It's going to be so much fun. I'm actually going to enjoy politics now, I think, after tonight. And there's going to, like I said, I don't know if I said it this hour or not. There's going to be a record number of investigations and things now. The amount of voter fraud and things like that going on. Let me refresh my page here for the AP so I can keep getting stuff for you guys. But if you've got a comment on this, you can give me a call, 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. I got Facebook up too. If you want to comment through Facebook, let me go there and make sure nobody's trying to chat with me there. I sometimes neglect you fellers. Let's see. Nothing there. Let me come here, see if anybody's posted anything on my page. I love it when you guys post stuff on my page. My page is that's what it's for. Okay, I picked up a few more listeners, but nobody giving me anything new. And I'm looking for reports on Colorado. If you guys can do the research for me, because our computers are slowing down, please, please find out what's going on in Colorado. We don't have any Colorado listeners today. It's kind of like a void. Usually there's one or two because the emails I get, they listen. I got to know what's going on. We're pretty much a shoe-in with the polls that I saw this morning at 7 a.m. that hippie boy Brown's going to get in. You know, if it's Brown, flush it down, just wasn't an effective counter campaign message. And it's just sad. It's but what do we have to go through in order to have victory? The crucible of fire, folks. Don't be disappointed in this. Those of you, you know, don't get mad at me either for making light of some of this. I'm just trying to encourage you that this is interesting. This is just another sign that the Lord isn't blessing us. If he had wanted the so-called conservative party, the Republicans, to win everything, they would have. They would have. And that's not saying that there isn't some corruption and stuff, but that just proves that our system is so nasty right now that it needs to be stripped down. It's like living in a house with a leaky roof, you know, the foundation shifting. You know, you can patch it all you want. You can throw tarps all over it. You can keep varnishing the floor. You can put jacks in the basement. You can spend all the money you want. But that house is still a great big stinking money pit, and that's what our nation is. And you, like I said, you're not going to like what I'm saying on election night. I'm not one of these, you know, people that thinks, oh, let's just vote our way to freedom. You know, that's like saying, you know, let's go take the federal government to court to get our gun rights back. Every time we go to court, we lose more rights. I don't even care what the NRA says. If voting makes you feel good, and to a certain extent, it's required for some of you because, just like when this nation was arguing with Great Britain for the injustices, there was a process you have to go through, and maybe it's righteous for you to vote. For some of us, it's not anymore. It's not. I would rather go to the town hall meeting like I did last night and annoy the sheriff. I would rather go to the town hall meeting last night and annoy the school board. Hello, who do we have?
Hey, it's Rocky. What's going on?
Hey, Rocky, what do you want to talk about?
Actually, my truck is broke down, and I'm
again?
In the hotel room, so I got ATV up here.
Okay, what are you seeing? Is there anything you can report for us?
Colorado, I think it's going to be Democrat.
So Tancredo's not going to win, huh?
I don't think they just flipped over. Connecticut, Democrat.
Are we talking governors here, or are we talking senators? I need to know what type of race.
Connecticut, okay, here. Delaware, U.S. Senate, Coons, Democrat.
Okay.
Florida, Republican, U.S. House.
Okay, because I need to know governor. The governor is Tom Tancredo. He was running on the Constitutional Party ticket, and the Republican was losing. And on Thursday, I think it was last week, he asked the Republican to step down so that he could get those votes and defeat the Democratic governor. Because Colorado is a blue dog Democrat state that went with Obongo. So
right.
That's good. So, yeah, so you're saying the Senate, the senator from Colorado, do you have a name?
It flipped by. I'm waiting for.
Oh, I see.
I'm back again.
It's scrolling across the bottom. So where are you broken down now, Rocky? What state are you trapped in?
Oregon. I'm up here in Oregon.
Well, if you're going to get stuck somewhere, Oregon's not too bad. You know, it'll be one of the free states when it all falls apart.
Yeah, good DSL, too. It's fast. It's all good.
That's great. That's great. Well, start when if you get a chance, and start posting those results in the chat room so Stacy or Lou can give them to me. I can't stay in the chat room. It won't let me load up. So that'll be
okay.
Good. Okay, good. And anybody, if you see anything, any information.
Kansas governor, Republican. Brownback.
For which state? Which was Brownback? Michigan?
Kansas.
Kansas. Like, I didn't know. I don't even know what's going on in Michigan. I should ask our friends over there at Liberty Tree Radio to give us some stuff.
Kentucky, Paul, Republican.
Yeah, Rand Paul won there.
Right. Let's see here. Looks like Cutler. I for independent.
Okay.
Maryland Governor O'Malley, Democrat.
Yeah, see, there's going to be very little seat change in these things.
Yeah.
Okay, Rocky, Stacy's got some reports for me. Feel free to call back in when you got something new.
I will do that. Okay,
thanks,
bye.
Rocky.
Bye.
Okay, what does Stacy have over there?
Okay, Alex Padilla.
Alex Padilla from where?
California. He won the Senate. District 20.
District 20, that's State Assembly? Or State Senate, not Federal? Okay. Okay, good. But he's a Republican or Democrat? Okay, you got to read the articles or it won't let you load them. Don't just give me headlines. I need some meat. Okay? Okay, who do we have calling?
Rocky, yeah, I just saw it. Michigan Governor Snyder, Republican.
Oh, that's good for those guys, but maybe we'll get some input in the chat room from Ed whether or not he's worth anything. Just because he's got an R by his name doesn't mean he's our friend. So.
Yeah, they look like a real landslide for him, too, like 200,000 or like 50,000 or 100,000.
Yeah. I mean, we're getting rid of a Republican right now and getting, you know, and he was a screaming liberal anyway. So Stacy's trying to get some stuff up here. Okay, thanks. Thanks for calling back in with me.
If you want to change the state, then join me.
Yeah, he changed the state. Record deficits, record unemployment, more gun control. What do you got on him? Yeah, as a Democrat. So Padilla. See, we've got in our state, because I look at California as an independent republic. It's a liberal, fascist, Fabian socialist republic. But watch your levels, Lou. I don't know if I'm getting too loud or not. I just played with a lot of tweaking here. But what's anything in the chat room? Michigan won houses too. Okay. But it doesn't really matter who we get. Even if we'd have got Meg Whitman, the corporate illegal alien hirer, it wouldn't have mattered. This state's still going down the drains, folks, and they're going to try to get the rest of you to pay for it. I'm telling you, you're not going to. This isn't the Glenn Beck show. This isn't going to be, woohoo, look, we're winning. This is just another path that we have to go through. Another, as I said, crucible of fire. It's just going to be a little different. The heat might not be as hot on some issues. We're not going to get any of our rights back. No, you know, in fact, we're going to lose more here in California. This is going to be the petri dish for you guys now. Especially, and you guys, you know, you get Boxer, and Boxer affects you. The idiots here are going to send Boxer again for another 6 years. Professional, you know. So keep, you know, you say California doesn't matter. Keep an eye on what we do here. California is like D.C. light. Everything we do here ends up becoming legislation in a lot of areas around the country. Now, you may be in a county that's good, but look at all this stupid carbon tax, cell phone laws, seatbelt laws, helmet laws. And you may say, well, those don't really affect me. I don't ride a motorcycle. I'm not dumb enough to use my cell phone while I drive and be distracted. Everything here comes at you. We're behind enemy lines here, and I'm using this as a venue to show you. You know, we got a Republican governor in for a term and a half, and it didn't do us any good. The only good thing that happened here in the last few years is Tom McClintock went to the House. He went up north. He was a great guy, conservative, ultra-conservative. I think he was a Republican, but he may have been an independent. He ran on the Republican ticket, and he got sent to the House in Washington. So there'll be a few of them there, but will they have enough of a voice? Will Obama now just become the stilted lover? Will she become? Will Obongo be the bunny boiler? It's gonna get good. I really believe it. And but the good news is they're gonna focus on each other. They're still angry that he won the presidency. It was supposed to be Hillary. I really believe what Lindsey Williams said, the chaplain to the New World Order folks, that it was supposed to be Herr Hillary. That was supposed to be in there. Let me see what I got here on my. I got stuff coming in now. Hit reset. People are telling me they're sending me more reports. You got to admit, though, and I have to admit, this is one of the most interesting midterm elections I've ever seen. Nothing's changed in that. Look down here. CNN and Fox News joining MSNBC predicting right now the GOP will take over the House. Okay. That's good. That's about 10 minutes ago. So all the media whores are already selling short the election and saying, oh, it's done. But still get out to vote if you're going to vote. You still got here in California, Hawaii, Alaska, the Pacific Rim here, people in the territories out there. Or did they vote yesterday? People listening in Marianas, people listening in the seven territories of the United States, get out and vote. Vote for whoever you can. I don't know. See, this is where I'm stupid here. The territories get representatives in the Senate? And then they get representatives in the House. I don't think they get a... No, they don't get a senator. There's a limited... Yeah, that was a stupid thing to say. Oh, there are 57 states. Let's see. See if I can find this Fox News thing here. Maybe we'll pull that up, make it a little interesting for you guys. I don't know if we're going to go to a break here, Lou, in a minute. Yeah, we'll go to a break. Okay, so now it's Fox News Channel wins October ratings race. Oh, who cares? Okay, here we go. Let's see if I can get a video on this. We're getting ready to go to a break here. We're going to run a little commercial, try and generate some fundraising for this cause. For those of you that don't normally tune in, this is the first time you tuned in. We're not talking survival tonight. We're just talking the menagerie, the zoo that is the elections in the U.S. now. Let's see here. So here comes the break. We'll be back after this short song. What are you going to play? What song are you going to play? Oh, this should be good. We'll be back after this. Watch your levels, Lou.
Fears. They move us through illusion and confusion of the mind, and by changing subtle meanings to the words between the lines. It's the news behind the news and the methods you can use. It's a blueprint and the plan they all rely on. And it's written in the protocols, the learned elders of Zion. It's a fake, that some anti-Semite wrote it for the money that he'd make. It's been slanderized and demonized and labeled racist hate by the same who stake a claim to its creation. Now I'm not here to try to argue if it's false or if it's true, if the author was a commie or the likes of you know who. What I'm really trying to tell you and to get across to you is it's a blueprint to the downfall of our nation. There's a cause to the chaos that's occurring in the land. There's a road to communism. There's a global master plan. You'll never read about it in a book of history, cause it's been hidden from the masses to control their destiny. It's the news behind the news and the methods that they use. It's the blueprint and the plan they all rely on. And it's written in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. So if you ever get a chance to get a copy of your own, just remember not to ever leave it lying around your home. Cause you never know just where those snoopy news reporters roam. That might even be a friend or close relation. It's the cause to the chaos that's occurring in the land. It's the source of communism. It's the global master plan. You'll never read about it in a book of history, cause it's been hidden from the masses to control our destiny. It's the news behind the news and the methods that they use. It's the blueprint and the plan they all rely on. And it's written in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. The learned elders of Zion. Yee-haw!
the best conditions, the human body will die after 3 days without water. Having access to clean, drinkable water in a disaster, survival situation, or military action is critical when putting together your survival plan and survival kit. Whether you choose to boil, filter, purify, or use some type of chemical treatment, something must be done when planning your survival, escape routes, and plans, and putting together your bug-out bag or simply your rucksack. That's why I have chosen to offer Sawyer brand water filters. These filters used in the medical industry for kidney dialysis exceed the needs for water purification. With different units available, the basic unit that you should get will be capable of filtering up to 500 gallons a day and will not need to be replaced until you have surpassed 1 million gallons through that filter. I know that's hard to believe, but it's a fact. They've been using these filters overseas for years in the missionary fields and in post-disaster recovery efforts. The filters are lightweight and simple to use, so whether you attach it to a 5-gallon bucket, to a water bladder, or to a 10,000-gallon tank, these filters can do the job for you. They can handle up to 40 PSI, and with different fittings and ingenuity, you can even apply them to inside, inline water supply systems into your house, cabin, or survival structure. So I'm asking you to go to djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer water filters. Order them through us. You will save at least $5 off the retail price of buying them from Sawyer Direct. And as always, the money goes to help the radio ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So, do something right for your family, get them prepared for a disaster or calamity, and you're helping us out. So don't forget, djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer brand water filters.
There's rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points, bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention. Attention.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time to
touch Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Special interests have a stranglehold in Sacramento.
You got more than a stranglehold. They got you by the huevos, Arnold. I hope this guy never comes back. I mean, as bad as it's going to be under Brown...
Now have been put into a situation that is worse than ever in the history of the state of California.
Yeah, an election between two idiots. Nobody wanted, I mean, I can't even find numbers for Nightingale, who was the Constitutional Party member that was running the Independent Party. Just, I got the sticker on my car and I'll stand behind her, you know. We fight the good fight even though we know we're not going to win. We don't just take the lesser of two evils. We vote for those that we know are righteous, and there are so very few. There were so very few pro-life, pro-constitution, pro-second amendment. I mean, I could count them on one hand nationwide. So there we go. Well, we're back. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. We got about 24 minutes left to do reports, and I can't remember who comes on after me on Liberty Tree Radio, but I'm sure they'll be carrying you through the night if they are live and they want to share stuff with you. So it's good that stay tuned here to Liberty Tree Radio. And just keep listening for the reports. I've got a whole bunch of stuff. During the break, I put together a list from emails that people are sending in, and I found some good stuff on different states and the corruption. A few more voting irregularities worth noting. Numerous polling places in Bridgeport, Connecticut, which is a Democratic bastion, ran out of ballots with some voters leaving before casting their ballots. Now, this is from the Connecticut Mirror. Now, Democratic State Rep. Christopher Caruso, I wish I could sing like Caruso. Or is it David Caruso's career? told the paper that at the polling places where he voted, he counted 47 people who were turned away that were told they couldn't vote because they ran out of ballots. This is unbelievable and a travesty. State officials say that polling places will remain open until 10 p.m. in light of the mishap. What about the people that left? In Maryland, here's one from Maryland. Democratic Governor O'Malley, Martin O'Malley, is saying that its supporters received misleading phone calls telling them the governor had already won the re-election, so they didn't need to bother to vote. The script, I'm calling to let everyone know that Governor O'Malley and President Obama have been successful. Our goals have been met. The polls were correct, and we took, and it's something they couldn't make it out. The message says, we're okay, relax, everything is fine. The only thing left to do is to watch TV tonight. I think that's hilarious. And who knows who did it? It could have been an independent, could have been a Republican, could have been a prankster, could have been an anarchist, was probably one of those V guys, one of those, what's that guy's name, Guy Fox guys, huh? Yeah, V for Vendetta guys. You're going to see that kind of stuff. May have just been your random access prankster. Well, in Nevada, the Secretary of State's office has said it has received no official reports of voting irregularities. There have been rumors about voting machines in southern Nevada pre-programmed with Harry Reid's name. Earlier today, the campaign for Reid's opponent, Republican Sharon Angle, another Tea Party person, filed a complaint with the Justice Department alleging voter intimidation, but Reid, of course, said, that never happened. It never happened. So there's a little bit there. Thank you so much for the folks that sent that info in. And let me get back here. 47-37 in the state, or in the Senate. 47 Democrat. Oh, where'd it go? What just happened there? 47 Democrat, 37 Republican. In the Senate now. That's just the way it goes. Independents have zero seats as of right now. Let's look at the House. It's Democrat 41, Republicans 84 in the House. So I guess it is safe to say that the Republicans now control what it is that gets done in the House. Committees will change. You know, it'll be good. I still would love to have seen Pelosi taken off as the Speaker of the House. So we'll see what happens there. And then, of course, any ties or anything in the Senate will be decided by the toady of El Bongo. Okay, now here I've got the final governor count. Republicans have taken 9 states. Democrats have taken 10 where it was up. And I don't have a list of the states. We saw some. After you go into the rebroadcast, but we need to come up live with a breaking report, we will. Okay, just let me know what you got to do. Ed, Lou should have told me that. I don't know how long that message has been up there. You point to stuff when it's new when he's trying to talk to me, Lou, please. That way we know. Go ahead and interfere. That's fine. Also, if we could, I don't know if we can. I don't think we can do a double feed where we can get that breaking news. I wish we could take it, but I don't think we can. What's going on now on 93.3 FM? What's running out now? The older, which time?
10 a.m.
The 10 a.m. report. You may want to, if this breaking report goes up, we may want to figure out a way to get it and see if we can play it, depending on what the content of it is. Give us a synopsis, if you would, Ed. I'd like to know what some of the breaking news is. I'm taking care of some stuff here. Midterm elections, da-da-da. Nothing new on the AP wire. That's kind of weird. You got stuff closing. You'd think there would be some decisions being made, people making announcements saying, I give in, you know, the usual in the hotel ballroom. Okay, Marco Rubio speaking now. Both he and Rand Paul are making clear in their speeches that tonight is the night we witness the sharpening of the Republicans' conservative edge. Okay, I'll buy that. Having Ron Paul in there is good. Oh, okay, only if there is breaking news. Thank you, Ed. The networks are calling the Louisiana Senate race for incumbent Republican Senator David Vitter. David Vitter remains in the lovely corrupt state of Louisiana. The win was expected, but as Brett Michael Dykes reported last week, is pretty amazing considering the prostitution scandal that Witter was caught up in 3 years ago. You guys don't care out there, do you? I'm talking to the voters here. As long as he's got an R in front of his name, everybody's like, oh, it's better than a Democrat, lesser of two evils. I'll vote for I'll vote for an unrepentant whoremonger. I bet there were independents running, constitutionalists running in every single race in America. I know it was in California. You had your opportunity to vote for righteous men, and people voted in these Democrats and Republicans again, other than Rand Paul, who was a Republican. I don't know of any constitutionalist that won, and it's sounding like Colorado didn't get a constitutionalist governor. We're going to get spanked for this election. You guys get ready as a nation. I think we in the militia are going to be safe. I could be wrong. I'll eat crow on this, but they're going to be so busy infighting and fighting over these distraction things like forced health care. I don't know what the issue was about health care. Just don't participate in it. I thought that would be a great rallying call. They say mandatory health care. No, I'm not. Just like we've said, no public school for our family. I'm not paying unjust taxes. I pay taxes that are biblical. But go ahead, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting. Obama's going to keep doing all the unconstitutional things he did, even more so now in the next 2 years, because now he's thinking, hey, I'm not going to be reelected. I got to compress the next 6 years down into a preemptive lame duck term right now. And his handlers are going to be squeezing him by the cojones, going, you screwed up. You lost us the House. You didn't get, you did good there in the beginning, but now you've even got your own base mad at you. You know what it's like at work when your foreman gets yelled at by the boss, and then he comes down onto the floor or to the field where you're working, and he takes it out on you because what rolls downhill? Poop rolls downhill, and it's about to roll downhill on the American voting population. And the fallout's going to be really interesting. The stagnation is only going to get worse. The places where they can battle, Republicans are going to be like bitter little redheaded stepchilds now. They're going to put in all kinds of stuff. They're going to swap around the committees. It's going to be very interesting in the House. Very interesting. I wish I had a live camera, as strange as this may sound, or be a fly on the wall where Nancy Pelosi's sitting right now. She's on the phone going, I know, we did everything we could. I'm sorry. Please don't take away my Learjet. Please don't kill me. I'll go back to the Pope and ask for more blessings. That's the fun part for me, watching this circus, this clown show, this... If it wasn't so deadly, it'd be funny. I say it's a joke, but it's not a joke. It's a disaster. I'm watching a train wreck happen slowly, but I'm a safe away, uphill, upwind. The contamination's not going to get to me personally, but it's going to get to people I love and care about. So it's going to make the Liberty Tree Radio all that more important to listen to. I had a new listener today who's been listening to me, and then I told him, I said, if you like me, listen to Liberty Tree Radio. And he's like, man, I can't believe the stuff that's going on. I learned so much. He listens to it 24 hours a day. He's got one of those wireless cards in his plumbing van or whatever it is he's doing. And he listens as he drives around Visalia to Liberty Tree Radio now 24 hours a day. And I love it. We're going to turn more people on because of this, and we have to be ready for that. You, me, all of the recruiters here, because we're all recruiters for the holy cause of liberty, we're going to have to be ready for all these disillusioned people. All of those people that voted Republican, and now the Republicans 6 months from now aren't going to be doing any better. More deficit spending, more wars, Yemen's going to heat up, Venezuela's going to heat up. The show's being recorded. I'll play it back if I'm wrong. Thank you, Olima. You keep me accountable. And we'll be back in a few months, and I'm going to just say, look, okay, so we got the House. Big whoop. Did any gun laws get repealed? Are any fewer babies being aborted every day? Are any of those unconstitutional laws that they put through been repealed? Or was it Hegelian dialect? You know what that is? Two steps forwards, one step back. They still got their two steps. The Republicans now are going to be about business of taking back that one step and going, woo, look what we did. Thanks for voting for us, Tea Party. We're still going to allow the log cabin Republicans. We're still going to allow faggots in our military. We're still going to allow states to go across and allow faggot weddings. What has changed as the spirit of the nation from tonight is something I want to see. I'm going to go with what God has shown us throughout history, that nothing's going to change. It is just a different path to damnation. Let me reset this, see if anything's going here. Ron Paul's still going to stand up in the Senate and introduce a bill to audit the Fed, and then his son's going to do stuff, and it'll be wonderful. We'll all cheer, but where will it go? Let's see. Okay, and let's see. Nothing new on that front. Let me go over here. This is fun. What I used to do when I worked for local TV stations, I was usually the director or the manager, but I got to run on and read stuff. I got to do voiceover. We do election night all night long. But at that point, I worked for the government. I was with the fire department. I was with public access through the public information office. And this is the first time that I've done it where I've got to say what I really want to say. I really like this. I'm not promoting some utility tax, trying to get people to go vote for it. Charles Schumer won again? Is that what I'm seeing in there, Scotty? You're telling me that Charles... Well, I knew he would. Up Chuck Schumer. And then Kirsten Gillibrand. Yeah, names we all hear. It's not going to change the scheme of things in the big battle. The little battles are going to get interesting. Going back to what I was saying before I went off on a tangent about how fun it is here to actually get to say what I want to say, please get ready for the refugees. The political refugees in this are going to be prime minds for us to educate. Chuck called, I think he called in the first half hour, and he brought up the 9/11 stuff again. Get all that information ready. Don't overwhelm them, but have the truth ready to share with these people. In 6 months, they're going to go, the Tea Party let me down. I voted my pocketbook and nothing happened. I still don't have a job. My kids are still being educated by leftist Nazis. Be ready for the outpouring of secondary depression and anger that we're going to see. And be ready to deal with it. And be ready to recruit these people, turn them in the right direction, and put them on the right track toward the holy cause of liberty. We're planning a lot of stuff up here. I saw this coming. So starting in November, I'm going to open our doors to start training just regular folks in disaster preparedness. That's going to be our gateway outreach to the public. I told you guys earlier that the town here, this whatever we are, unincorporated designated place known as Kauai and Three Rivers, they want me to work through them. I almost unplugged everything. Wow, I hit the main plug here. Sorry about that, guys. I got to stop moving my feet under the counter. They want me to get on their little committees and work through their government building. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to use this to recruit future militia people. I'm going to use this to bring people to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And yes, pushing the full crown rights of Jesus Christ into every aspect means Christians did have a duty to vote. What do we got?
Massachusetts.
Okay.
Barney Frank.
Barney Frank won again.
Yeah.
Massachusetts, you are damned to hell. All of Massachusetts is going to die. You're going to go to hell and you're going to burn. I mean, I know there are people there that could have gone out and gone after this guy, Barney Franks. I can't believe he's still in office. A known child molester on video. This just, I mean, I was born in South Weymouth, Massachusetts. I was actually born in a taxi on the way to the hospital in South Weymouth, Massachusetts. And I hate admitting that. Boston, Massachusetts, the seat of our liberty. Yes, go ahead.
Black Panthers spotted at Philly polling place.
Black Panthers at the Philly polling place. I can say rigged, Ed. That's right. Can you please post that in the chat room? Because I want to read that. Just cut and paste it into the chat room. Take the URL right there and do it. Because I want to read that. I said I didn't want to go off the air at in a few minutes without giving a Black Panther report. I don't know if you guys want me to come back up after the hour and do more than 2 hours. I can do that. Stacy needs to make me a pizza, and we need to play a couple songs so I can eat. We haven't eaten since 10 o'clock this morning, and I am diabetic. As you know, you true fans know all my medical ins and outs. And I need to get something to eat, or I'm just going to start collapsing here. And Lou will have to do the show. You want to do the show, Lou?
No.
Okay. Did you paste it? No, can you paste it and you broadcast? That'll be the quickest way to do it. Just paste it and you broadcast. And because you're not on Facebook, so I'm not going to wait. I'm sitting here filling, stretching. But I can't. Massachusetts is done. Okay, here it is. Stacy just posted something. Thank you. I'm going to open it. You guys can open it and read along with me. Everybody, communal reading here. Congregational reading of the Fox News report of Black Panthers. Let me scoot over here. But you guys let me know if you want me to keep going. I probably got another hour in me. I'm waiting for our guys to come back from our polling place. It would be nice to see what they're doing. It's loading. This is a great point. We need your prayers. We need your support. We're trying to get a better location. It'll cost us $300 a month and a little more for utilities and stuff where we can have all the bandwidth we need. We'll be on the main road. We're going to try and get some computer servers up. We won't have these stupid problems so that when the next time something big goes down, we can be on 24 hours a day giving you the best reports we can. And so be praying for that, folks. Remember that in your monthly donations. We put up $500 a month so we could have electricity turned on and pay for the internet access through cable. Let's see. Nothing new there. And the Black Panther thing does not want to load. Figures. There we go. Okay, I got a picture of a Black Panther. Boom, bang, bada boom. An apparent member of the new Black Panther Party was spotted Tuesday standing outside the same Philadelphia polling station where voter intimidation was reported 2 years ago. Monitors from the City Government Watchdog Committee on 70 and other agencies have been keeping a close eye on the individual dressed in new Black Panther-style clothing. This thug. I wish somebody would just go up and pepper spray him. I'm calling for that. I'm calling for outright defensive, nonviolent. Spray him in the face. What is it? Pepper spray goes into the lungs. I don't care if he's wearing glasses. He's dressed in the clothing, said President Zach Stahlberg, told Fox News. He said the man whom My Fox Philly tried to interview has been there for several hours and is not friendly, but that he does not appear to be causing a disturbance. He wasn't friendly looking, but he was behaving himself. There's many jokes I could tell right there. MyFoxPhilly.com reported that the man wearing a pin showing his party affiliation, a black hat, glasses, a leather coat, was seen outside the polling place in North Philadelphia, the same polling place where 2008 two members of the Black Panther Party stood shaking a billy club and allegedly intimidating voters. The unidentified man on Tuesday would not answer questions posed by MyFoxPhilly, but was apparently working at the polls as a volunteer and greeting voters. There have of yet been no reports of voter intimidation. Oh, this is great. Why don't you militias go out and volunteer at your local voting place? Our people did. I'm telling you right now, 99% of the people at the polling place for where we live, for 6,000 citizens, are parts of our militia and our church. It's not volunteering. They're getting paid, actually. They're poll workers. The Justice Department threw out most of the charges against the new Black Panther Party, saying that voter intimidations couldn't be proven. But the incident has continued to generate controversy as a commission investigating the department handling the case turned out there were like all kinds of Eric Holder. I'm not even going to go into the old story, but yeah, Panthers back in Philly. The Philly Panther Party's out. And where were your militia guys in Philly? Where were the Guardian Angels? Where were these so-called conservative groups out there standing next to him and just being just as intimidating? Cowards, I say. We have people at the polling places. I'm not just preaching out one side of my mouth here. Where are they? Figures. Rigged. Okay, I'm not seeing any requests for me to continue, so we're starting to wind it up here, folks. We're going to probably stream Liberty Tree Radio in our house while we eat our dinner. I'll be available. Tomorrow night's show is going to be really good as we look at the results and talk about the cases and more of these intimidation stories and just hijinks and shenanigans are going to come in. People are already leaving. People are leaving now before I even get to say my goodbye. They don't want to hear the prayer. Yeah, that's kind of sad. Yeah, but look how many people are in there right now compared to how many were in there. So, folks, those of you that stuck it out, thank you very much. You didn't get poli-sci, level commentary on what was going on. You got my gut feelings on this. And I'm just here to tell you, look out for the next 6 months, the next 2 years. It's going to get bloody. All kinds of cool stuff's going to happen. Use it to your advantage. Use the chaos to continue on what the road. Let the process be the goal. I know the loyal people are still here, and I appreciate it. And my pod people that will be listening later, people listening on Facebook where it's embedded, the Ustream people, the Ubroadcast people, I thank you so very much for sticking it out. This was an experiment. I think in 2 years, if we're still here, and hopefully we'll be at the new location, we'll get enough financial support. We're talking just $500 a month, and we will be in a business-like location with a good DSL, and we'll be able to do 24 hours a day, and Liberty Tree Radio can pick up what they like. What?
Hopefully we won't all be nuked.
We all won't be nuked. We won't all be in FEMA camps. Well, I won't be. As long as there's a society that supplies me with electricity and a listening audience, we'll do this. But your prayers, your support, if you listen to the first hour, I'm starting tomorrow on my physical fitness regimen. Your prayers for us on that. Prayer requests for Stacy, who's sick. Robbie Bobby, who's out there. I don't know if he's still listening. He may be a guest. He was sick today, a new contact of our militia. And if you guys have prayer requests, don't forget that this is by far first a Christian show. Email me with your prayer requests and let me know if they're public or you just want the Jones family or our church to pray for you. We'll do that because that's the core of what we're doing here. Coram Deo, the face of God. Deo Vindicie, Deo Vindicie. God will vindicate. So let's turn to him in this. So don't go to bed scared tonight. Don't go to bed angry. Don't go, oh no, we lost everything. Oh, we didn't win. This battle is a lot of sound and fury signifying nothing, folks. It'll be entertaining. But the two-party system is still autopiloted to the crash, the crunch, collapse, New World Order, whatever you want to call it. So I refuse to buy into the insanity, but I will exploit it. And you should too. Be ready for these political refugees. Be ready for these angry soccer moms. Not all of them. The harvest will be huge, but the quality of the crop will be slim. And just remember that. And above all, if you can, dedicate an hour a day to the Lord first, an hour to the cause, the holy cause of liberty. Do a little each week. Stash what you can, store what you can, build what you can. Dig deep, bury hard, bury hard, dig deep, whatever you want to call it. Store for the coming storm. There is a storm coming. I'm not a prophet. I just study history. I'm Dutch Jones. Make sure you visit dutchjones.info, dutchjones.info. There's all kinds of stuff there. We're trying to get more up as soon as Lou's done with doing the conference videos. We'll have more time to work on the website. djstore.tk, djstore.tk. If you're going to buy something, buy it from us. If you don't see it there, we have access to a lot more. We just don't have the bandwidth to get it all up. Water filters, gear, whatever you need. We're not going to be back after the break. We're going to let Liberty Tree Radio go back to their regular programming, and you broadcast. We'll just go into repeat of what was left. If you missed the beginning of the show because we crashed, go to dutchjones.info, go to the archives. It says past shows. I got to get Lou just to change that to archives because people say they're having trouble understanding it. But remember, the sword is heavy, the battle is hard, victory belongs to the Lord. And even though I'm stuck behind enemy lines, I'm there with you. And I pray you understand that and believe that because I mean that. I'm Dutch Jones. We'll be back tomorrow, 5 p.m. on U Broadcast, dutchjones.info, and we'll be back at Liberty Tree Radio at, what is it? So we come out at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Please stand up.